This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So it's, you know, it's me and Grant, Shaud, and Faith Ford. And we're talking about Murphy Brown. We're reminiscing.
Yeah.
You remember I played Elton, the painter.
Yes.
You know, and and Jim, the sort of senior anchor character. And
right.
I had to be very buttoned up sometimes, and then I had to be kind of a
outside,
slob.
Like painting the building and stuff.
Yeah. Well, her house. I was like her handyman. But like, okay. So anyway.
A house is a building. I mean.
Yeah, but it sounded like you thought I worked at the news office.
No, I was sort of part of the home life.
But it wasn't outside. You would never see me outside her house painting her house. That didn't happen.
I was picturing the house. Well, you'd paint the inside of the house, right?
Yeah.
But that's a building.
But that's not what you said. So I am, and this is sort of some of the conversations we were having, me and Faith and Grant, and we're talking about how fun it was, and we're clowning on Dan Quayle when he came at us and just got fucking owned.
Yeah.
Pwned, but we didn't have that word then.
Yeah.
And we're all laughing, and we're—
You were mad at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Gave myself shingles.
Yeah.
But we were laughing but pissed.
Yeah, you went insane.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. I gave myself shingles intentionally.
Yeah.
And then I sent Dan the photo.
So he would feel bad.
Yeah. But we're talking about this stuff, and we're, of course, chopping wood. Because we're at this cabin, there's no electricity, and we want to have a fire that night. And Faith is laughing and so distracted that she chops Grant Shaud.
She chopped him.
Chops him. I mean, chops him, but good.
Uh-huh.
And he split him, too.
She split him, yeah. Don't let the door hit you where the Faith Ford split you.
Yeah, and that's exactly right.
And so that's where that comes from.
Yeah. And I can't help but laugh and go, does this remind you a little bit of how we freaking chopped Dan Quayle up when he tried to come at us for certain moral standards? And meanwhile, the whole fucking world's burning down.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't even spell potato. So
that would have been good to say at the time.
Yeah. What I did say at the time was, I have no cell service. We should call an ambulance.
Yeah.
You know.
But that could have really
and then, stuck it you know, him. And we wound up, we just got to bury this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not
so
going
he,
back.
He got chopped he got, so hard that he died.
He got chopped up and buried. Yeah. Yeah. Sweet guy. Nice guy.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Industry. What up? What up?
Lauren Lapkus is here. She has this show.
Am I allowed to speak?
Oh, my God. This.
Okay, yeah. Hi. No, I'm sorry you had to wait so long.
Am I allowed to talk now? I watched your intro. Loved it.
I would have loved to hear from you in that part because we were talking about some of this TV stuff.
Exactly.
Do you hear how we're doing this?
Exactly.
But this is everyone. That. These are conversations that everyone has.
And that's why I'm so excited about my podcast.
People make people sit through a lot of shit on their fucking podcast.
They yeah. do.
I don't think that our intro is that out of line.
Well,
it's
here's
like
the
part
thing.
Of the guest.
You're asking me, why didn't you chime in? Why didn't you speak up? You both had your fingers up to my mouth.
Yeah, say, hold on, don't talk yet.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So I was going, but the Murphy Brown, but he was always painting.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
But I'm
she
saying.
She lived in an apartment,
but I'm saying,
not a house.
I wish you had chimed in
okay.
so that I could shut your ass down.
Wow.
Because that's not what happens during the intro part.
Okay.
And now I want to say, I'm sorry for saying that.
It's.
Can I just say, now that's an apology.
Honestly, now that's how you apologize.
Honestly, that's the best apology I've ever gotten.
When you get an apology like that, you say, all is forgiven. You just, you own up to your shit.
Yeah.
That's a man's apology.
These stories are true that I held my finger up and told you not to speak.
And for me, you saying sorry with that is enough for you to be completely absolved.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's almost like I didn't do anything.
It's better than if you had done nothing.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people have done a lot of shit that we don't know about and haven't apologized for.
But did
for
they
jack
learn a big
shit.
Lesson and apologize about
Excuse
it like my friend
me.
Sean?
No one has to apologize if people don't know it yet.
Yes.
I'm sorry. No, if people don't know, then you say, no comment. I have no comment on that.
Yeah.
And I hope you don't put it together.
Yeah. Or that's fake. But once people find out, you say, hey, that wasn't cool of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that's badass. That's a man.
Definitely.
Hey, man. Hey, look, I did a mistakey. Mm-hmm. I did a mess up.
My dickie fell out of my panties.
As an example.
An example. I don't know anyone who's done that. I'm saying, what would you say if you did? You know?
If I did that? Well, as soon as I got caught, lost some money, I'd say, hey, I made a oops.
That's really cool.
Okay? And it's true what you say.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool.
Really quick, my new podcast is called Raised by TV, and it's with
me.
I
love this
because
I'm
Gabers.
Always having these conversations.
And yes. And Lauren, I had done this a lot of TV talking stuff. Up to that point, and it's time for me to finally listen. So now do tell me about this podcast.
Okay, so just so you can just hear from a woman for
that's
a second.
Cool.
I have a podcast with John Gabris, who's a man, and it's called Raised by TV.
I love this
And
TV stuff.
It is all about, you know, our nostalgia from the 80s and 90s, from growing up.
TV
And
rules.
We both watched a ton of TV, and we remember everything about it.
Oh, just being
Or
a
we
kid.
Misremember a lot, but we don't fact check anything, and we just scream at each other.
I'm obsessed with being a kid.
Same. All I want to do is go back to the 90s.
Yeah, remember? I had this really unique, specific experience where I was watching all the most popular shit back then.
Okay, you know what? Here's the thing. Here's what's up. You're coming at me really hard, and I don't have to accept it. I will because I need something from you right now, which is that I need to promote on your show. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be silent and just accept the way you're treating me. But in a few years, I am going to speak out about this.
And at that point, I will say, hey, that story's true.
Yeah.
I invite her on my podcast. Yeah. She has a much more popular podcast than I do and is just a more popular personality, and it was helping my show that she was on, and I chose to take that opportunity to poke gentle fun at the entire concept of the show she was there to promote, and I'll say that story's true. And as a man, it's time for me to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that said, the show's really fun, and I think people are really enjoying it. We've released by now a couple episodes.
Well, I like the build-up.
Well, look.
The build-up.
You need build-up. I do want to say, without a little build-up, no one knows anything's coming. You know, and as I think people sometimes can be really shocked by things that happen when they don't expect them. So I think it was really helpful for us to kind of give people a moment to get ready for this.
A lot of your audience have, like, heart conditions and
stuff.
You very want to surprise us.
They're gentle souls. They're people who are easily scared and surprised. And I didn't want that to happen to them. I didn't want them to feel caught off guard. So I wanted them to feel like, oh, I had proper warning and I got my feed ready. And here it comes and it drops in my feed.
People don't know
this.
The math of this stuff where if you make a 10-episode commitment to a show, that's 20 weeks of buildup.
Yeah. Well, look, it's been a huge chunk of my life. And I want everyone else to feel that. So
I want to talk about this, though. People really celebrated when, like, Beyonce just dropped her album overnight with no fanfare. And people were like, oh, that's so brave. And it's like, really? It's actually very scary. And a lot of people got so scared when they saw that album without having heard about it that they end up in the hospital and dead
they
crashed their car
problems.
Or their brain
they crashed their car.
Blew up.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah. And it happened to people, a friend of my friend's hairdresser it happened to.
No way. Mm-hmm. That's really close.
She crashed.
Yeah. She crashed.
Speaking of crash, I'm on a show called Crashing on HBO, which people can see.
And this is great, more TV stuff. And it's so
Raised
cool.
by TV, and now you're the one doing the raising.
And isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. And people are getting raised by you on TV right now.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I hope children aren't watching Crashing because there's some nudity and some swearing and stuff. Mm. But I think at the end of the day, I watched a lot of shit like that, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Being a stand-up.
I'm not.
No, yeah, but.
Oh, you were just talking about your experience?
Yes.
But you're around it a lot on the show. Imagine how much talking about the stand-ups you are.
The amount of stand-up Pete Holmes, not to name drop, Pete Holmes, TJ Miller, Artie Lang, these people, you know, Beth Stelling, Jamie Lee, these stand-ups around me. The amount of stand-up they did just to kind of – stand-ups love to hold court. So they'll get up and they'll grab whatever looks like a mic. This is for your listeners who don't know stand-ups, because they'll just grab anything.
Kind of pepper shaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
A lamp.
They'll stand up on a staircase and start spouting off jokes.
Anybody's mm-hmm. bust somebody's balls?
Yeah. People did bust somebody's balls a bunch. Mm-hmm.
Who?
Oh, I don't know if I can say. But yeah, there was a lot of ball busting.
Safe?
Yeah. Oh, for me?
Well, no, behind the scenes, that people feel safe, you're not going to share this. If they want to actually crack stones, bust balls. If they want to really freaking give someone the business, that Lauren Lapkus ain't going to go run tell that.
That's the thing, because I think when you can't trust someone with a secret, then who can you trust?
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you can't trust someone with a secret, I totally
agree. You know what I mean?
Agree.
And I trust people with secrets all the time.
Then, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I go, don't tell anybody about this. Mm-hmm. So
your dog is chasing his tail.
Yeah, he got it.
That's really classic.
Yeah. I have a question about you, because you mentioned TJ Miller.
So classic.
Classic dog.
I have a little question about the world of crashing.
Classic dog move.
So when your character meets TJ Miller.
Yeah.
You say to Pete Holmes, why are you friends with TJ Miller now?
Yeah.
And you say that being someone who in the show is pretty much completely outside of the world of stand-up and comedy, not interested in entertainment. So you
but
know
But you are
TJ.
Part of that world. So are you sort of bringing – is that Lauren?
No,
but
what I have a question. Is
– But sorry. I have an actual question.
Oh, okay, because I had an answer. But that's fine.
But I'm in the middle of my question.
That's fine.
So you say that about TJ. Uh-huh. And you clearly know him. And you're in a show that's on HBO.
Right.
And most people who know him from Silicon Valley.
Right.
But in the world of crashing, the show Silicon Valley doesn't appear to exist. Everyone seems to know him from other projects, because I think it would have maybe been weird to be talking about Silicon Valley like right before it's on.
Yeah.
So your
and production maybe wasn't going well in Silicon Valley at that time.
We don't know. We don't know. Look, we don't know.
What my character, and I did do an extensive backstory for my character with pages
that's why
and pages
I, that's why
and
I
pages.
Asked. That's why I asked.
I spent hours and hours kind of writing personal diaries and things. So,
and this is exactly why I asked.
Right, and this is why I'm telling you. So for TJ specifically, my character loves the Yogi Bear film and thought he had a great turn in that film. And looked up his name on IMDb, kind of followed his career, watched a bunch of his stand-up videos, thought he was funnier than her husband, and clocked that, you know? And so it kind of gave her a perspective on whether her husband was good at stand-up or not.
Mm-hmm. I love when guys are clocking stuff on TV.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
You know?
She clocked that, and then
you
kind
see
of
the face,
that.
And then you see the thing.
Yeah.
Like the piece of fruit or whatever, and it's like, oh, she's clocking it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does that answer your question?
A little. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you seem just really defensive. I don't know, like, I've been on your show a couple times, and I think you do have a tendency to be that way, not to be rude, but I really honestly feel it so much right now. And this is after your apology. So I'm just wondering if maybe you're feeling, like, weird that you confessed or, like—
What I'm hearing is, and just I'm telling you what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Sean, you're cold. You're standoffish. You have bad personality.
Okay.
Your physical posture shuts people out.
Right.
You seem almost like you're hiding something. You didn't do a good apology. And your question about TJ Miller wasn't good, and I would have rather answered the one that Hayes cut in with halfway through.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That story
is
true. I
am rocked by this.
That story is true. It's time for me to listen.
And Sean wins. Sorry.
Sorry.
you got fucked up by that apology.
Well, that's what's so crazy is that sometimes an apology is better.
It makes you the winner.
Than anything. Like, I was the one hurt, and then somehow you won because of how you phrased that.
For you. It's almost better that I was so unpleasant to be around for the whole.
Yeah. Well, it makes you seem like
you knowing
your actions weren't that big of a deal, actually. And that, like, I think in some ways,
well, it's not that bad.
You're forgiven.
I'm goofing around.
You're goofing.
I'm goofing.
Yeah.
You know?
And he can't help it. And we feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking damaged.
He doesn't. Well, and you, of course, you don't know what you're doing. You know, you don't know how much harm you could cause somebody by just the way you talk.
And it's messed up stuff from his family.
Please. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine some of what I've been through?
I can't. And I'd love for you to explain a little bit about what made you who you are, because Hayes here seems really down to earth, gentle, honest.
I would love to have more interesting stuff to share about me.
Hayes has a background where he is used to collaborating. He, of course, took classes at Second City.
Yes.
Wow. And so that is a great way to kind of just boost your resume, get some public speaking skills.
So that's why I initially did it, was to be more brave at work.
Yeah.
But gradually, I start to do years and years and years of these classes. These classes.
Mm-hmm. Thousands of dollars.
And people are saying, what's the end game here? And I'm saying, well, I'm trying to be brave at work. And then they say, well, maybe you could, like, actually do a real show or something. Like,
like a comedy.
Yeah, show. Do, like, a real big comedy show on the famous stage.
That's so crazy. So did you achieve
stage? I pitched a lot of different shows at all the different theaters because I was, you know, it was sort of bouncing around taking classes.
Was this
classes
in L.A. between, or Chicago or
this was
Toronto?
In Vegas.
Okay, you're in Vegas.
I did one. I pitched one in Vegas. And then pitch one at the Dallas Theater.
Okay, so that one's really like off the beaten path.
Which is affiliated but not.
But it's
really
where they're doing the most experimental stuff.
Well, it's spelled differently. It's called SC, but it's spelled ESSSEE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because.
But everyone's, and you're supposed to know.
Yeah, well, and those who know teach.
Yeah.
So.
And that sort of ironed out a lot of my personality stuff, and that's how I became such a nice, normal guy. But it's not very much fun.
To collaborate, he learned to interact. Now, my background is completely different.
So what is
I didn't get
that?
To do that. Well, you know, obviously you say, wow, you seem kind of frosty. You seem kind of domineering and above it all. And I would say, well, I went to Harvard.
Okay.
You know, with all me and all my rich cronies. I remember when I was pledging for finals clubs, I wanted to join the Phoenix, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I got the note slid under my door, and I turned to either Reginald or Dorchester, and I said, at long last, compadre, I've been tapped. Mm-hmm. And then Reginald just he was like setting money on fire because we all had so much money. We're all these rich,
really
like
unrelatable.
Yeah, and and he was like, ugh, the Phoenix Club. He was like, I heard they let some people in who are not like us. And then he made this like symbol with his hand that I have come to know to be a very mean symbol. And I don't want to say what it means on here.
What, the middle finger?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And it's.
I know what it means.
Yeah, there's like a two-word phrase in particular that it's supposed
to
mean.
It means fuck you.
Oh, I thought it was like sit on it.
Sit and spin.
Sit and spin.
Sit on this and rotate.
Sit and spin.
And better go all the way around.
But
and that's a commercial from TV you guys could probably talk about. Think about doing that with
you
the
know,
sit and spin.
We have an episode dedicated to commercials that was a blast.
Shut up.
Yeah, so that'll be out in a few
you
weeks.
You do the Vianetta commercial?
No, what's that?
Oh, you got to watch it. But anyway.
What about Vianetta? The ones with Danny DeVito and George Clooney?
Oh, those are great, but a little past the time that we're really talking about. Those are more recent.
Vianetta? Well, that could be more fun for people.
Vianetta's a fun.
Because they actually have seen these recently and they're remembering them.
I just
Vianetta's a fun layered ice cream treat.
Okay, well, let's see what happens.
It's
I would love
fancy.
To see. Let's so put out
it's
the show.
It's already doing.
And then get back to me.
Well, I'll tell you, it's out and it's doing really well.
The commercials one?
Fancy no, this ice
the,
cream
the show
okay,
itself.
So why don't you put out the commercials one and then why don't we have another chat?
Okay.
Now you can't
and see
get
what,
it
it's
anymore.
Kind of commercials
and see
toys.
What people say.
Commercials and toys.
And maybe people listening can make recommendations for commercials they would have liked to have heard in that episode.
There's a problem with the Vianetta that's illustrated by the commercial, which is that there's basically not enough of it to go around.
Okay, so
and people want more.
That's interesting.
It's a kind of fancy treat that me and my Rich Harvard buddies would eat. But anyway, it's very hard for me to talk to people, normal people, who haven't had all the doors just blown open for them.
So that's why you are kind of the way you are, so bold and kind of just acting without – thinking of consequence.
Mm-hmm, because I've been so insulated from it my whole life.
But I will say, I'll excuse you a little bit because, like, that time, that stuff you were doing, you were like 20 years old or whatever. I mean, at Second City, guys, me and my friends are being like disgusting idiots, and we're like 29, sometimes even like 30 years old.
Yeah, I think age does play a role. Like, it does make a little bit of a difference when you did it in your life, but not so much because. I have memories of people being disgusting to me, and they were in their 20s, and I don't think it's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
When's it cool? Is this a TV thing?
When is it cool and funny to be like that?
Probably when you're either really old, because as we saw, the former president was hilarious with that, or when you're just a baby.
A little baby saying, like,
fuck you, mom.
The landlord? Do you remember the landlord?
Do you remember the landlord? I mean.
That could actually be something to talk about,
remember Baby
too.
Herman?
Can I just say?
Yes.
Rather he on TV?
Yes.
Rather than.
That's funny.
All this stuff that, like, is kind of old, this TV stuff, to talk about the landlord.
So that's quite opposite. You know, in many ways, of what we're doing is the landlord because
that's
it's
the
a,
opposite.
It's a web opposite. Well, it's a web video from the 2000s.
So the opposite of TV is TV that's on the computer.
No,
starring Will Ferrell.
And you actually think
The opposite of TV is a sketch video online. Decades after the time that I'm interested in focusing on.
Are now you watch SNL?
I do every week, baby.
Yeah.
Every week, baby.
It's crazy what they're doing, huh?
Because the way
you guys talk about that?
We do. Actually, we do have an episode that will touch on that program, but not the current day.
I don't know. This cast is my cast.
The stuff that people actually care about.
What's your favorite current SNL sketch?
Probably when Larry David talks about Holocaust stuff.
That was hilarious.
That was cool.
Making it sexy.
Yeah.
I like some of the ones where they're auditioning for, like, the Marvel movie and stuff, and it's just, like, a bunch of different guys. It's, like, crazy people to audition for this.
I like when they just sing a song. Like,
I was
going to
say,
I like when it's just a song. But
yes.
It's just
like a band.
Yes.
That I know. And they're – well, I don't want it to be a band, though. I want it to be one of the cast members. And I want them to be singing a song.
When it's like an important historical thing.
I want
thing.
That to be the entirety of the idea.
Oh, because I was thinking my favorite part is when there's like a band and they do a song. I love those sketches where it's like a band just singing one of their popular songs.
Oh, it's very funny.
It can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funnier when the cast does it.
No,
if they're not necessarily trained singers.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
But this kind of thing, you know, like, see how we're having, like, this good conversation about this new stuff that people actually like and they really care about?
So do you not, like, remember, maybe you're one of those kids who didn't get to have TV when he was little.
No, I actually was raised by TV.
Okay, so you were. So you really relate, actually,
and
to
I was,
team.
Like, a latchkey kid.
Okay, so that's perfect for what we're talking about because.
And I would microwave food and stuff.
Okay, so that's so relatable and actually a lot of what we
and
get
I'd
into.
And I'd sit on the floor in a little cowboy suit with, like, my little plastic gun sit cross-legged on the floor
and I'd watch all this like public domain black and white television
the Indian like they're really... like shooting guns at the Indians and I'd take my little guns and go pew pew pew
and then in the
and I was like Tom Mix and the Cisco Kid
and people are having sex on the couch behind you
my sister
that's nuts
and her boyfriend the babysitter
I remember being raised by TV. And my parents would just go like, hey, your babysitter's here. And they'd literally turn on the TV. And then I'd get down in front of there with a can of beans and in my little sailor suit. And I would watch like people swimming or sailing.
Yes,
and
the synchronized swimming shows.
Yes.
That was a big
one. See, in my family, my mom would kind of say, here's dinner. And then she'd put me in a room full of cereal and just throw me into it. So I'd have to eat my way out.
Oh, wow.
And I'd be in there for days. And the TV, of course, would be on. Mm-hmm. And it would be raising me.
Hard to see or hear the TV, but it is raising you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Of course, because it's my only moral compass.
And it's probably raising you, too, a little bit because with some of these cereals.
Raisin me? Raisin bran, of course. Two scoops of sunshine raisins.
I remember getting woken up at 4 in the morning and being told, time to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents would turn on the TV, okay? And they'd put me in front of the TV with a book. And I was supposed to write in the book what was on the TV.
That is good school.
Yeah, and I was raised in a way by the TV and educated by it.
Well, in so many ways, you know, I had to get every bit of advice I could from the TV as my parents had kind of decided that it would raise me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I, you know, when I came home from college, I would visit the TV and just give it a hug, and it would play some of our old memories on Nick at Night or different channels that kind of focused on the past.
Picture this. My mom's like, wake up, you got to go to the doctor. Sits me down in front of the TV. I watch a still image of Felix the Cat for 3 hours, and I'm dressed like Felix the Cat as well. That was the doctor for me.
What one thing that my parents would do a lot of times when it was time to go to the nutritionist is they would put – two TVs on the back of two horses facing in separate directions and really long extension cords. They would then tie me between these horses and they would slap them both on the ass and send them running. And I would get stretched out.
Like Stretch Armstrong.
I don't know that. But what would happen to me is I would get sort of elongated and in a way raised by TV.
That's interesting. Just to quickly get into what I was talking about, this would be kind of something we'd probably talk about on the show. I don't think we actually got into Stretch Armstrong. Maybe we did. But it was a toy.
He keeps saying this.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a toy.
Yeah.
Can I just finish?
No.
Okay. You know what?
Hey, I'm sorry. And it's time for me to listen.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. That
was really awesome.
That
was really
so cool.
Honestly, I don't even want to say my point anymore because I just want to acknowledge that that was really, really cool how you fessed up kind of and understood what you did wrong and then gave me the floor. It was really big.
And for anyone who thinks that my actions on this podcast reflect poorly on my co-host/manager, Hayes Davenport.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I just got to say, he's just trying to mediate this thing.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing.
That's my job. It's my job to mediate tough situations like this.
Can
I say, instead of this Stretch Armstrong stuff, it's old and it sucks. Nobody
she hasn't even got to say what it is.
I haven't actually got
maybe instead, that's what I'm saying. Instead of talking about that, you could talk about
Mario
another guy
Odyssey.
Who stretches.
Oh.
Mr. Fantastic, played by Miles Teller.
Okay. You know, for me, that's not that interesting.
Teller should have been the Torch.
I saw him in Whiplash. Wow. I thought that was good.
Okay, that's fine. You know, that's kind of old.
Good
but
start.
Yeah, that's you're getting
What's
a lot
that
closer.
One where he was like, it was like a romantic.
Bleed for this.
Thank you for your service.
Bleed for this.
Oh, no. It was like a.
The boxing one?
Like that awkward moment?
No.
That awkward moment. That is what you're thinking
of. I think he was in this. It was like him and a girl.
Spectacular
and like teenagers.
Now.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
I saw that, and you know that was
just kidding. I did.
Oh
and
my god!
You could
god,
do this on the show.
You just
so
you believed I didn't see a Miles Teller movie.
You know what? I don't need you to fucking lie to me.
Hey,
if you're
don't
gonna
be mad about because your show is making so many mistakes about the kind of
don't
stuff you guys
bring
talk
it
about.
Back to me. He just lied to everyone and then confessed that he lied, but we didn't even acknowledge. It's like we didn't even get into it. We all now we're just breezing past lies and acknowledgments. We need to spend time on this stuff.
These lies are true.
Okay, so what does that mean? They're not lies, or that you did lie?
Hayes, can you manage?
I will say he already did a bunch of big apologies. So now, if new stuff comes out, I don't think he has to come back and apologize again.
Are you saying okay? Here's my question. And I mean, I kind of feel like I know where this is going, but like, because you acknowledge that you did lie and that you did say and do all the rude things that have happened just in the few minutes I've been on the show. Mm-hmm. Does that make it, like, for a second I thought it made it okay, but then I'm thinking about, like, let's think about, you know, not to make it really serious, but someone like Bill Cosby, who raped many, many women, but has denied, denied, denied. And so if you were to say he did it, is that okay? Not to make it serious.
It's double jeopardy.
Okay. Yeah,
unfortunately.
So actually, if you know the law, and I'm not saying the law is good or bad, but I do have friends who are policemen, and so I do know what the law is.
Okay, so that's how you know.
And so it's double jeopardy.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
If he were to come out and say that he did it,
yeah,
the judge would have to say that it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it was double jeopardy.
Because double
jeopardy.
What does
that mean?
Well, so you guys can maybe talk about this Ashley Judd movie, Double Jeopardy.
You know what, though? I feel like you're kind of pulling it away from the point, which is more that Sean has been offending me so fucking much. Mm. And look, we've only been here for a few minutes.
Yeah.
We haven't been here that long. Mm-hmm. So it makes me wonder all the ways in which you offend out in the world all the time.
Mm-hmm. I remember back when I was at Harvard, one of the ways that they would make sure that you were allowed to join the finals club is you would have to go to the airport and buy a round-trip ticket to China same day, which was the most expensive airplane ticket you could get, and then you'd have to bring it to the finals club and set it on fire in front of them. And it was just a way to show that you didn't give a fuck about money
so
and that you knew that you were always going to be
I will say this for you, Lauren. As you know, I produce a lot of shows.
I'm not sure I do know.
Well, I think maybe you've heard of a little show called Premium Blend that I produce.
Congrats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up on that for sure. I watched a ton of that.
It's hard to picture you getting a spot on Premium Blend.
Uh-oh.
If we're having these kind of conversations.
Is this the
kind of stuff we're going to be saying on Premium Blend?
Though.
It's a comedy
Here's the thing.
Show.
I don't do stand-up. You know, and let me tell you that again.
Well,
this
yeah.
Is the
and
second
I'll,
time.
And we're,
yeah,
it's
and that's
gonna,
not going to change
I think
anytime
I know
soon.
Why.
Yeah.
I think I know why.
Because you think I'm being blackballed from the stand-up community because I want to speak out.
I gotta say, Lauren, your humor would be perfect for a show like this.
For Premium Blend?
So I think your humor would fit in so well on a show like this.
Thank you.
And I would
you could
hate,
do some of the TV stuff.
If I would
we made
hate
it if
for
we
you
updated
to not,
it a little bit to the present
okay,
day, people could
okay.
really enjoy this.
To not
TV
have
stuff.
The opportunity to get your stuff on there just because, you know, he's kind of the guy who produces it. I would hate for that to happen.
And I pick some of the guys.
So I've apologized.
So it's all guys that you pick?
I call everyone guys.
Okay, yeah. I'm just checking.
Hey, you guys. I think that you have gotten some apologies from me, which were really good and which really kind of won. And so for you to keep kind of telling this story about me like lying to you or being nasty to you or whatever you think I did on this podcast is like maybe a bad idea.
Lauren, can I ask you a question? Have you ever been a guest on the Gorberger show?
No.
Yeah, I know. I produce it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard a lot about that show. I'm not going to get into it. You know,
I was raised by it.
In many ways, I was too. R-A-Z-E-D. I was kind
yeah,
of
sure.
you know, completely burned from that to the ground, you know.
Oh, wow.
In many ways, just by the eviscerating humor.
Right. When you say you've heard about some of the allegations against Gorberger, is that what you're saying?
You know, Gorberger himself, the character, or the puppet? The real puppet. Do you know what I mean?
Are you saying or are you asking me?
I'm asking.
And this is not the conversation that we should be having if we want to be a guest
but
on Gorberger's show.
Okay, so
this is not the kind of thing we talk about
the
on the Gorberger show or on Premium Blend.
As the producer, it's your job to be since you know about all the rudeness of your friend, it's your job to then go out publicly and condemn your friend.
Can I just say right now, we have an empty seat on Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn.
That's a great show.
We have an empty chair.
And by the way, that show, uncensored. You just say what's on your mind because it's just your buddies.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's really neat. I'd love to be
next,
on that.
Next to Nick DiPaolo.
Okay, that's great. I'd love to be on that show.
I know. I produce it.
So you've gotten my letters.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that mm-hmm. those were going to you. I didn't know you were.
That's what a producer does. They read the mail.
Look, you guys, I don't want to fight with you. I want a career. I'm going to put it out there. I want to have success.
I think your humor would fit in perfectly on Tough Crowd.
Well, then put me on.
Well, how are we going to do that?
Zip it, Scotty, don't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I promise I won't.
Scotty, don't.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know what that is.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
See, this is.
Zip it.
So it's you're quoting Austin Powers.
Yeah, so you do know what it is.
Okay, I just
gaslighting me.
Yeah, I know. I was raised by Austin.
Did you
Powers.
See that she was gaslighting me?
Yeah.
Women can't gaslight.
Oh, I would say that women can do anything they want to do.
Because it's like a car thing. You can think women aren't good with cars.
No, I don't think that. You know what? I'm going to give you both a hand symbol that means something that really might hurt your feelings.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's holding her pinky.
Oh, no.
To her
she
mouth.
Did the $1 million. Oh, no.
So
crushing.
Oh, wow. That's really funny.
Sit
that would
and
do.
Spin
that would
on that.
Kill on Premium Blend or on Shorty's Watching Shorties.
Yes. You could.
Which, by the way, he produces it.
I want to be on Bebe's Kids.
Okay, that I can't help you with.
Disrespectful.
I think, yeah. And, yeah, everyone in the
to
cast
whom?
Is dead.
They're all dead.
Okay, well.
The baby's curse.
Look, I guess what I'm trying to say is I wish I was dead because
yeah,
everything I've experienced with you has been so, I feel like I've been in a prison. The last, what have we been talking for 30 minutes or something? I've been in a prison.
We've just been talking about some of our favorite TV.
Yeah, and that's what you want to say.
And how we were raised by TV.
You want to make it that you've just been talking and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I've been personally offended multiple times and you've apologized and said that it was true that you offended
me. In a ruling ass mm-hmm. way.
What I need is a written apology
mm-hmm.
tomorrow.
That's great.
Okay. That's a good.
Do you get THR?
THR, the Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, you get the big glossy.
Of course, I'm subscribed to THR, Variety, Deadline Magazine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe check it out tomorrow when the mail comes. You might see Sean has kind of an apology column that he's doing.
Yeah, just every week I put out a new apology
to different people
or whatever.
Or you whatever.
Know? So is it kind of like Jimmy Fallon's like thank you cards? Like they could just be yes. to anything so you can.
I mean, I thank you to think that I could do something on the level of Jimmy Fallon.
That
thank
is
you
really
cards.
Nice. Like,
that I don't think that.
Huge.
I don't think that
I mean,
you
that
could.
Is
I don't
so
think that you
kind.
Could. Can you hear me? I don't think that you could.
Lauren, like, there's like a blurb for the column because mm-hmm. we're doing blurbs for the column now.
Oh, it's just to kind of promote it?
Yes. Inside the column.
Oh, okay.
And so to say, like, this is like Jimmy Fallon. Thank you cards, Lauren. Lapkus, wouldn't that be cool?
I know it's is oh. this like
and
Jimmy
we use
Fal-
the sound
just the
clip.
Quote is this like Jimmy Fallon thank you cards question mark in quotes
mm-hmm. even
but we
that,
cut
it
off before the
there.
Question mark
okay
well what if we just say like Jimmy Fallon thank you cards
yeah
and that is actually
that
from your quote
that's manipulative and I don't appreciate it
that's the media baby you're
you know,
in the all spin
you know what?
Zone
You think you're a smooth talker. You think you can get out of all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to forget anything that's happened here today. I'm not accepting your apologies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out into the world and I'm going to publicly state all of the things that you did to me and that you do to listeners on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm. She said that she's not going to forget it, but this is like kind of a Raised by TV thing. What if we use a like Men in Black zapper on you?
Oh, gosh. Remember on TV when the Men in Black would zap you?
I did see that on TV.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen that movie. So I don't know. It's kind of like that's
only
a boy.
Only seen the third one.
It's a boy movie. So I feel
you're
like
me, only seen the third one.
That. Yeah, I've only seen the mm-hmm. third one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right on time.
You know,
it's a boy movie, and yet Laura San Giacomo is in it.
Okay.
That's a great point.
Interesting to think mm-hmm. about.
Oh, Laura Flynn Boyle's in a boy movie.
I don't feel respected here. I'm just going to say it.
We're here just talking about how great your show is and how we love to talk about your show.
You haven't said my show is great this whole fucking time. You've been saying, why don't you make it like this? The way you have it's boring. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, well, that's what the show is now, and now it's good.
Well, no, but we already recorded a bunch of episodes, so it has to be what it was.
The show's so close to being great.
You know,
it just needs a little tweak.
It's circling great.
Have you listened to it?
Hmm?
Have you listened to the show?
I mean, well, hang on. My dog wants to come in.
No, he doesn't.
It's really dangerous if
okay,
he doesn't
so
come
he
in.
Okay, so he did want to come in, which honestly I was surprised by because I didn't hear anything.
He could get really sick if we just left him out there.
Yeah.
And that's what you wanted to do. So
I didn't know really. I didn't know all the facts. And so that's unfair.
Ooh, I'm so happy with my little doggie.
Okay,
and instead of apologizing,
what I feel like you're trying to do
Lauren's
is make
actually
yourself...
digging a deeper hole.
No,
and it's
no, no,
actually
no.
the cover up
no,
that's
no, no,
the worst
no,
part.
No,
and she
no,
tried
no,
to make
no.
a dog really sick.
No, 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 no.
And
no,
I
no,
noticed
no.
that you haven't apologized to me at all. Let's
say,
talk about my
can
feelings.
Can I just talk about something? You brought this dog in here, and now you're trying to look like you're just like, I love a dog. I'm so cute. Look at me.
It really humanizes him, you have to admit.
It really did.
Very smart.
But I see through it, okay? So it's not working for me. I get what you're trying to do. I don't buy it for one goddamn second.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to apologize to you for anything because I didn't do anything to you.
She said goddamn.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
Is that bad? That's a segment we do on this show sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do it now?
We only do it with Aaron Gibson.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's fine. I don't really care.
What segment do you want us to only do with you?
I want you to do a segment I like to call Here's a Bunch of Money for the Way That I Hurt You. And you will then give me a bunch of money every time
like
I'm on the show.
$8,000.
More. Definitely more.
Okay.
Say a higher number.
Okay. $9,000.
Higher than that.
Okay.
Wow, she's going to be really rich.
Yeah, this doesn't seem fair. She becomes rich?
Yeah. Maybe we do a Patreon.
$9,000 doesn't make someone rich.
Okay.
Wow.
Whoa.
$9,000.
You sound like my fucking Harvard cronies.
I'm just saying, $9,000 goes quickly, you know?
Can we just talk about
not when you get it every time somebody, like, talks over you or whatever.
Nice TV shows. This is what the...
I want to talk about that. I'd love to just talk more about my show, Raised by TV, which is here on the Airwolf Network. And it
what's an example of one of the shows?
Download. One of the shows that we talk about?
Yeah.
Full House.
So you guys talk about...
Oh, Fuller House.
No, the original.
Oh, yeah. DJ Tanner, but it's Stephanie Tanner is a DJ in this version.
Yeah.
She's a famous DJ, so it's like, I'm DJ Tanner. No, I'm DJ Tanner.
Yeah, that is funny, but we talk more about the original, kind of how they got their start.
How about when they all look at the camera and they're like, Michelle couldn't make it.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. I watched it. I have to admit it.
She admitted it.
You know, actually, I'm going to say that is all true.
We got to talk about it.
I just did watch. I did watch the pilot of Fuller House.
Man, that raised me.
It raised me in many ways, and I actually had to just send out a little apology here. I kind of wrote you guys off when you brought up Fuller House right when I said Full House, just because I was really stuck to my point, you know, what I was trying to make.
And but you're
at the
fun.
End of the day, I was having fun, and you guys were a good time with it. And so I just wanted to apologize and say, hey, sorry.
Hey. Hey. I loved getting that apology.
That was really cool.
I just got freaking destroyed by that. I guess I got to go back in my little troll.
And you sort of own us now.
I pwn you.
Yeah, we got pwned. And that could be another cool thing to talk about is these esports.
You know, I don't really... You're a producer.
Because they're being on TV now more and more.
No, no. I know that stuff is being on TV more.
We're doing more of this stuff. The shorties are playing esports now.
All I'm trying to say is that you're a producer and I respect your position. However, you produce a bunch of shit that's not really exactly my style. And so I'm not really too concerned with the notes you have for my show.
Y'all talk about Ted 2 on this show?
No.
No.
It's completely out of the wheelhouse what we talk about.
But I seen it on TV.
Okay. You know... At the time, that movie didn't come out yet.
Okay.
So it's...
I'm getting closer, though, right?
What's, like, the freshest thing that you guys want to talk about on your show?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh Prince.
Okay, well, I guess I deserve that one.
Okay, and I'm giving it up.
Do you guys know the theme song? to that?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Do you
want to
sing it with me?
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hang on. Let me get in the zone.
Should I do the beat? Yum.
Yeah, give me the beat. Slow it down.
Fresh Prince.
Need a slower beat.
Ready?
And take it down a notch.
West Philadelphia.
No, that's not how it goes.
Yeah. I thought this was your idea.
It was. And I honestly, I think you guys are wrong because I know that song really well.
Wait, well, hang on. The Fresh Prince. You're talking about Joffrey, right?
Joffrey.
From Game of Thrones.
No, I don't watch that show.
Oh, you don't get much fresher than him.
Mm-hmm.
He could be real nasty.
He was mouthing off a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't.
You give him a red smile.
Does that mean you kill him?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay, I don't care.
Let's put a red smile on that face.
Is he a Joker?
You have to watch it.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
To find out.
Care why about that show, and I don't.
You being so serious. Want to know how I got this red smile? Yeah, you don't care about that show?
No.
Hmm.
No, I don't. I don't care. I'll never watch it. Fuck you guys.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
And already people are listening to this and they're writing off Raised by TV, and that was not my
intention.
See,
I think you're actually completely mistaken. I think by this point they've turned this off and started playing Raised by TV because it sounded way better than this.
To go after the last vestige of the monoculture, King Joffrey show. I mean, honestly, the last true water cooler show we have. It's a dinosaur. It's carried over. It's survived into this age.
No one goes to a water cooler anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone drinks out of bottles.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you don't work in a shitty office like I do.
No, I don't.
And dinosaur is...
I don't.
Speaking of dinosaurs drinking around water coolers, that dinosaurs show is probably something you guys
we
really
do talk,
like
talk
about
dinosaurs.
About.
I love that show, Not the Mama, et cetera, et cetera. We get into it much more hardcore.
You like
that was a very fresh baby. That's a good example of a baby that could be really nasty.
Yeah.
And I thought, in many ways, I thought the teenage brother was hot.
Oh, right.
Sure, he was a dinosaur, but I think I would have sex with him.
Right. Would he probably use those spikes on his head to do something
Yeah,
wild.
It'd be pretty fucking cool,
yeah.
Dude.
Hey, get out of that freaking Letterman jacket. Oh, yeah.
And I'll wear that the next day, spikes. My walk of shame.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can see that this could be fine.
Okay,
fun.
Well, now I'm all of a sudden I'm listening to Raised by TV. Well, what else about the dinosaurs?
You've spelled the dinosaurs?
What else about the
dinosaurs? And Gabrus tells a story about high school sports or something when he hears
Gabrus,
that?
Yeah, Gabrus, you know, definitely talk about his experiences with binge drinking and...
Long Island. I'm drunk. Yeah. I swam.
His experiences with his siblings and, you know, we delve into the many ways in which his parents were not home. And what that led he and his bros to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know.
They talk about going to bathroom.
Going bathroom? We get into that a little bit because, you know, you have to do it during the commercial.
Yeah.
So.
Sometimes he'll talk about taking the number two.
Sure. I mean, yeah, Gabrus is pretty quick to share a number two story.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a bunch of dumps. I think one of the highlights of his life is the fact that he and his wife have two separate bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I've heard a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They can both take a number two.
Or she can, you know, be doing her makeup while he drops a deuce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you only know number two as a way to describe it? Because I can think of about 20 ways, but you've said take a number two like a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just wondering if you knew other ways to say that.
Mm-hmm. Do a number two.
Okay.
Should we talk about our favorite TV shows?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever talk about on Raised by TV that show Pretzel Rod, the cartoon with the boy who Rodney, and he was like a big, and he was a pretzel.
No,
and he's voiced by Doug Stanhope.
No, I what? But that
and he's trying not to get soggy. No, but it's puberty.
But what that makes me think of is Stick Stickley.
Oh, okay.
The popsicle stick character that you would see on Nickelodeon.
Is he sort of a Kid Notorious figure?
Yeah. And, oh, I think your dog is releasing some elements.
He's having some gas?
It's very doggy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He probably got to do a number two.
Yeah.
Classic
dog move. But, yeah, we'd go, you know, the song from Stick Stickley. Do you guys remember that guy?
I know the Kid Notorious song. Yeah.
Write to me, Stick Stickley, P.O. Box 963, New York City, New York State, 10108.
Mm. No, I think the Kid Notorious song went a little bit like this.
Slow it down. I supported Roman Polanski, baby. So that
it's weird to say that you like Stick Stickley because he did me, say take such a strong pro Roman Polanski position.
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea.
Before we knew.
Oh, okay.
Before we knew you couldn't do that.
Yeah, it was a different time. You know, mm-hmm. I think consent has come a long way.
It's and new. So
now it's clear mm-hmm. what that means, but in the past. No, I didn't mean no.
We didn't have, these phones and stuff that we could look up what it means on.
Right.
You
know? How would anyone
remember back then when you just had a question and you couldn't even look it up on your phone?
Right. So think of all the men who didn't know how to.
Am I supposed to be doing this right now?
You can't Google that.
Yes.
It was a simpler time in many ways because you didn't sit there and Google and everything. You're facing your screen.
They didn't.
Yeah. You just look somebody right in the eye and you said, like.
You actually could talk.
Shut up.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could actually talk to someone and have a conversation and tell them not to tell people about something.
Yeah.
Not like today.
No. Today you can't control what anyone does or says.
But that's interesting, and so that's what you talk about on Raised by TV.
Yeah, okay. Favorite TV show.
Basically,
What's your favorite TV show? She said the Roman Polanski one.
So that's what she likes. You know what I like to watch? That Bill O'Reilly.
Do you guys ever talk about that?
No, we don't really get into that kind of current stuff.
Okay.
I think I'm going to just say it as if I've never said it before. We talk about like the 80s and 90s mainly. It's maybe a little bit of early 2000s.
Okay.
But it really won't go past that. So anything you're referencing that is past
Well, he was on Inside Edition and stuff. Why don't you talk about that?
If Inside you love Edition the 90s isn't so really much. A show that kids were loving at the
Hard
time.
Hard copy.
Yeah. I mean,
I watched that.
I remember watching it
I
for
watched
sure.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was pwned.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm also admitting that I did watch it. That is true. I did watch Hard
You're
Copy.
You're poning yourself.
No, I'm trying to apologize to you right now.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize. Okay.
So now is my time to listen, and I just want you
Can
to
we get
me.
Another apology, which is to Kevin, and you haven't even pointed out that he is getting to be the big engineer for
and
this
can you,
show.
Can you please say this to Kevin? Hey, Kevin, I love you, and I'm in love with you.
You want me to say that to Kevin?
I would think we'd all be a little more comfortable.
Well, I honestly think that might make Kevin uncomfortable because we work together and that would be kind of sexual harassment.
Do you love want to is only sexual
to say
you?
I'm in love?
I'm sorry. Hayes, I love you and I'm in love with you.
Sean, I love you.
Does it look like we're having sex right now?
Okay, but you might later. Or you're both married and your wives might be offended by that.
I mean, no one has said that to me. Have you been hearing that we might?
That you might be having sex outside of this?
We might do that later?
Later today?
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh.
I heard it in your tone.
Whoa.
And so it's implied. There's something underlying, okay. And that's the thing that makes it scary.
Hey.
So unless I just say,
do you know
hey, Kevin.
No one told me. I had some stuff that I was supposed to be.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of errands.
I had a car, some kind of car thing I was supposed to be doing, but we're going to have
sex. So I think you're going to have sex right after this because you're in love with each other, and that's
right
fine.
Right after I'm going to have lunch.
Why do you have to have lunch before you have sex?
Because I need fuel.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
this lunch is sex fuel.
This ain't a beer belly. It's a gas tank for a sex machine.
Okay, so you like to have sex right after you eat.
Can we please get to the point, which is that we love Kevin and we are in love with
you
him.
You are. That's what you wanted me to. Okay, so tell Kevin that.
I say it all the time to Kevin.
Kevin, do you have a response?
You don't have to say anything that makes you feel uncomfortable.
Okay, because I don't want, we work together and I don't want to make you feel weird.
Kevin,
I think it is uncomfortable.
We normally don't have to do this, but Kevin, I think it would make her feel better if you said it to her first.
No, I don't want Kevin to say that to me. What I'm trying to tell you.
Say it to me. Who they can love?
No. What I'm trying to tell you is that I'm at work right now. This is my office, Earwolf Studios, okay? And if I have to walk in here and have someone tell me they're in love with me, I'm not going to be able to function. And I might quit my job and ruin my fucking career because of it, okay? Because
it would make your heart go insane?
No, because I'd be so uncomfortable that I wouldn't want to come here ever again, and I'd just stop doing all my favorite creative passions.
Wow. What must it feel like to not...
You guys want to talk about your favorite creative passions?
Anyone, or be in love with anyone.
That's not
instead of and that's the only way you can make your
art. Who loves everyone and is in love with everyone.
That's not what I'm
saying. A lot of my art comes from a place of love. And it shows in
my work. My work is a love letter to humanity.
So, you know, I will say both of the work that you guys, the work that both of you produce involves a lot of belittling women, talking down to them, you know, kind of shutting them up. And so I'm wondering if that is a reflection on the way, because you're treating me this way the whole time.
Wait, women or everybody?
The shorties take no prisoners. They are babies that mouth off, which you said you liked. And Premium Blend has had women on it before.
Okay.
Laura Keitlinger was on it.
I'm sure Laura Keitlinger, mm-hmm. Kathleen Madigan.
You ever heard of Wendy Liebman?
Yeah, Wendy Liebman has been on Premium Blend.
Sure, that's great. But it feels like there's been a lot of, like, apologies, take it back, be rude again, apologies again. It's this vicious cycle that I'm afraid we'll never get out of.
Mm-hmm. Well, in my love letter to humanity, which is my work, I always like to say, hey, why is the cycle got to be vicious? Can't it just be a cycle?
Okay, it's a hot take, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
I don't think you even understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
It's just a very abstract.
It's the language we use.
Yes. You know what? I have a good brain.
And can I say that's why I love you and I'm in love with you?
Okay, that's inappropriate. No, that's really inappropriate.
I'm not going to say it. I just being like, you know.
I know.
Kevin, say it
I thought
to
it
me.
Would help. Yeah, Kevin,
I love
say
you
it
and I'm in love with you.
Wow.
See, wasn't that was, so nice?
That felt nice, huh?
I don't mind witnessing it in others if they enjoy it, but what I'm telling you is that...
What if you practice on Bosch?
Do you want to watch other people do it? I don't need to say that I love anyone at work or that I'm in love with anyone at work.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Bosch isn't really working here. He's like lying down, passing a little gas.
Is July out there?
Yeah.
Can you yell to July?
I got it.
Sean?
Me?
Yeah, I got it.
July, can you come in here? Thanks. He's coming. Lauren, are you doing anything fun this weekend?
Yeah, I'm doing Ask Cat tonight at UCB.
Yeah.
I have a workout class that I'm going to before that.
Hayes, because of his Second City entanglements, would prefer that we don't talk about ASCAT and UCB on this show.
Okay. So July is here now.
We have an equivalent show, which is the Butt Munch Comedy Hour. And that I would like to promote. July, you don't have to sit. We're just telling Lauren that we love her and we're in love with her to make her feel better.
So
just
say actually, no.
It because she's being.
So just say I love you and I'm in love with you.
No.
She's so shut down emotionally.
What I'm giving July here is a chance.
You don't have to put on
as a witness. You're seeing that they're making me uncomfortable.
And we do it to boys all the time, and you're making it it's like a boys-girls thing. We do it to boys, and we do it to girls.
Okay, what are you opening?
It's like a weird little, bar-y thing.
Okay,
it's like a protein energy ball.
You put the wrapper right up against the mic. Really?
I disagree.
No, but you're doing it. I'm looking at you doing it. You can't say you disagree.
So I'm here to say I love you.
You can tell, you tell Sean and Hayes and Kevin that you are in love with them. I don't care if you do it
like an organic way that like you're just having a normal conversation and then just kind of sneak in that you love Lauren and you're in love with her.
Oh, I mean.
So and then she'll know how it feels, but she won't suspect it.
Okay.
So just a normal conversation.
I'm going to let it slide right now. But I'm going to say that I'm at work.
Yeah, he's trying to have a normal conversation with you at work.
Okay.
Go ahead, July.
Do you like that, Bosh?
So did you hear these guys on Doughboys? They were so good.
Oh, yeah. What do they review?
Yeah, I heard you like that show from the friggin' Now Hear This promo reel. They ask your favorite show, and you're like, well, everyone loves Doughboys the most. And it's like, yeah, it's like
I don't really think of this as work.
Yeah, say us.
I'm just having fun with my friends.
Okay.
Anyway. Who I love, and I'm in love with.
Yeah, I don't think I have completed the episode. What was the...
Shrimp Off?
No, I have not.
They ate a lot of shrimp.
That's great. You ate a lot of shrimp, and I will listen to that. I like listening to people eat, which I think Sean knows, and so, of course, he unwrapped his protein ball.
Crossover, baby.
I mean, it was good content, eating shrimp.
It was good. I assume. I haven't, as I said, haven't listened to it, but I have listened to the Chicken Nugget Power Hour, and that was really, really good. I almost threw up and then also wanted chicken nuggets, so I thought it was great content. I think everyone should listen to Doughboys, actually. It's a great podcast. I have no affiliation. I know they're doing really well. So, you know, you can see on their Patreon how well they're doing.
Feral Audio gives their artists a lot of freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. So they can make, you know, tens of thousands of dollars from their podcast every month, which is for actually just a few thousand listeners paying a little bit of money. So it's pretty crazy.
I love you, Lauren.
This fucking place
Lauren,
is cheap. You.
Oh my God, July. Okay. I want Sean to apologize for what just happened. July, thank you. I respect you, and I appreciate that sentiment.
That's really nice, July. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I'm at work, so I would prefer that we not have that kind of conversation here.
Okay.
And
I just learned about the power dynamics here, and as July's main boss, it was inappropriate of me to force him to say that he loves someone to someone who he doesn't even really like that much.
Okay. You know what?
And I'm sorry. It's time to listen.
That was a really fucked up apology in which you offended me. I don't want to, Kevin.
Hey, boss, don't say that about the person I love, okay?
Wow. Okay. Whoa. How do you deal with that? Secondly, Kevin.
But now she likes hearing it.
Kevin, get me out of here.
Hey, back off.
Thank you, Kevin. Punch both of these guys.
Ow, 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 ow.
Ow, ow, ow.
Oh, baby punches.
And punch Hayes.
I'm not allowed
to try it. Chase. And I caught his fist.
Oh no, and he spun it around. Oh no, ow, and he flipped him over by the fist. He's wagging him back and forth.
Swinging him
it's
around.
Like when Hulk grabs dude by his like freaking feet.
He's screaming uncle.
Yeah, it's like Thor.
He's screaming uncle.
Like Uncle Jesse.
Let him go.
Hey, Hayes, save a slice for me.
Uncle Jesse, Uncle Joey. We talk about all of those guys on Raised by TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great show. I'm really proud of it.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.